The Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. Everybody, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, children of all ages, welcome to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus with your hosts, Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini, Lily V6 from Rock Rage Radio, and all the way from sunny New Orleans, Pennsylvania, Keith the Hawk Hawkins. What's going on, guys? How's everybody doing tonight?
I'm doing beautifully.
I'm doing
You can't
doing
hear
good.
Me.
There we are.
There we go.
We gotta get some levels on Lily.
I'm here.
So we're here. We've got all kind of people. We got Michael Morgan hanging out. We got all kind of cool people here.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's gonna be a good show tonight. So we're gonna be talking about those bands that are like out there, you know, that are getting some attention, that are keeping rock alive, and we're with a little bit of a prejudice towards the younger, newer kind of acts as opposed to some of the heritage acts that have been around a long time. I mean. Props, of course, to Metallica and the Foo Fighters, of course. But there's some other bands that have risen to prominence post-2000 in a big way, post-2010 in a big way, so several of them. So we're going to be hitting a lot of those acts. It's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, we're going to be playing some great indie acts as well tonight, as always. You are listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. You want to go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com to check out all your Ludini needs. Please purchase some merchandise from us, guys. We've got some awesome T-shirts, mugs, all kind of cool stuff, so you guys check that out. Guys, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on with the Lilster and the Keithster tonight?
What's going on with the Lilster? This is what I mean. I'm doing tonight. This is me. I do have something fun to announce later, though.
Oh, my.
Right?
Oh, my.
It's kind of not rock related at all.
Tell us right now.
What?
Can you tell us right now?
I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, come on. What the fuck?
I'll tell you later.
Get it out in the air, man.
I'll tell you before we quit tonight.
And right over here, we've got Keith. I don't know if you guys can see. We're trying to get you on the video, too, Keith. So
he's right over here. Starting to get, like, you know,
right here.
Last week you could see my grainy face. Now this week I can't see me at all. This is ridiculous. We're going to have to do something about this. Let's,
Hold on. Maybe we can,
we'll
like, straighten
it.
That out.
We'll fix it.
There you go. Now I just feel better. Now I can just see a gray computer screen. That's awesome.
That's Keith, the gray computer screen over there.
That's great. I'm going to have my agent call your agent, and we're going to talk about getting the
All right, guys. So, like,
anyway.
We have some great bands tonight, and we're going to get started with the music. This is a band that I just found today. Now, yes, right before the podcast, we had Lily and I were sitting here. We're going, like, well, what do you want to play? I'm like, I don't know. What do you want to play? So I found a cool list of bands that are kind of out there that are pulling off some really cool stuff, and this was on that list. This is a band that I just found today called Emperors and Elephants, Porcelain Kiss, on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
So here we are, nothing left to talk about. I've said all I needed to say. There's no more reasons to stay. You're like porcelain. I know nothing about this week's latest riddle. Wasn't how to figure out the game. But here's your 15 minutes of fame. I'm gonna kill you. The only way I know how. Break the fucking pieces of this perfect little doctor's underneath. There's nothing I miss. I hope he's happy with your porcelain kiss. Just remember what you said. That I'm nothing. A waste of your time. My head in the clouds. Not making the right time. But here I am. Better off without every alone. You had a little bit of doubt. You're like cancer. A seize in the cracks. To every nook and cranny. But let's take the facts. That I'm done.
All right, guys, that is, what is that, Lily?
What was that?
I don't know. That's some crazy stuff.
Emperors and Elephants?
Oh, my God. Whew. Guys, welcome back to Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. I'm playing with my knobs, so talk amongst yourselves for a second.
And he wasn't paying attention.
I wasn't.
It's okay. We were talking about petting alligators anyway.
Yeah, we're petting our alligators here a minute. Chip Demonic, what's up,
hey,
Chip?
Buddy.
We love you, Chip. Put out a new record so we can play it.
We'll
play your old record. We love your records. They're great stuff. Five Finger Death Punch, Lars says as well. Okay, guys. So, this is professionalism right here. This band's probably going to hate me. Emperors and Elephants. You can go to emperorsandelephants.com and check out what they have going on. I thought that was a really neat song. It had a little bit of the Killers in there with the kind of the vocals and the melody that they had going on. But that's off their album Moth from just released just at the end of last year. The track was called Porcelain Kiss. Emperors and Elephants in the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. And guys, please share the podcast. When you guys share it around, it gets the promotion out there for the bands. These bands that don't get quite the props that they should on commercial radio, corporate radio, corporate media. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to get the music out there. So guys, please go ahead and share that crazy podcast stuff. So, okay, guys, we're talking about bands that are keeping rock alive. So what do we got out there? We've had some comments so far on the internet, and Lily and Keith have some lists. I have a few people in mind. So who wants to start? We'll go ahead and go back and forth a little bit. Keith looks bored.
I think Keith wants to go. He's ready.
So Keith's ready to rock it. So Keith.
What? Sorry.
Hit us up, Keith. What do you got on your list, buddy? Bands are really keeping rock alive. They're out there in a contemporary way. We're not talking about, just to clarify one more time, I know that
I won't say Tesla or Whitesnake.
Right, and I know that Pat Benatar and Steve Miller and those bands are still on tour.
Yeah, that's your problem.
Right, exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself. So Keithster, what do you got on your list, brother?
I got two words for you. Royal Friggin' Blood. That's three words, but I'm going to say it in two. Royal Blood is a duo from England that's just bass and drums. They make great riffs, great hooks, kick-ass melody, man. I mean, this band only has their two albums into it, and they're already killing it, man. I mean, I'm telling you, all their songs to me are really good, and they're just keeping that rock, flying that rock flag, keeping it alive. Royal Blood for me is definitely one of my tops that are still rolling today. Hopefully we'll keep going.
Rob Marshall chimed in with the Foo Fighters, Stone Sour, and the Struts. Amanda Lynn.
Stone Sour is a
good one. He went by too quick. I think when Amanda Lynn said Drain of Z. Jason Pinkney. Over Distorted Guitars. Same sounds. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, anyway, so, but we have a few people chiming in. Appreciate that, guys. Okay, so Royal Blood, of course, and Keith actually got me into Royal Blood this past year. I liked them so much. The first time I ever bought, a pre-release, before it came out, I bought it on iTunes so that I would have it when it came out because I was so into what they were doing. Great band. What do you got there, Lily?
I have Volbeat. I know they've been around since 2001, but they have been making albums since then. Their last one was 2016 with Seal the Deal and Let's Boogie. I really like them because, I don't know, I can sing to all of their songs and dance to their songs, and I don't get sick of them too easily, and they're a little bit of heavy metal, rock and roll, and a little bit of rockabilly. And they are from Copenhagen, which I think is pretty cool.
Copenhagen?
Yeah, I knew you were
going
to
do that. Copenhagen, yes! But we're going to pet our alligators.
Keith, wow, here we go.
I've gone to Copenhagen. Do they have alligators in Copenhagen?
I've never been to Copenhagen. I don't know. I've chewed Copenhagen before back in the day.
How did I know that joke is going to be in there somewhere?
Man, I've never been to Copenhagen, so I don't know what's going on there.
Can you cope in Hagen?
I don't really think they have alligators in Copenhagen, though. I would probably guarantee it they don't. But that's me. I don't
know. They have big snow alligators in Copenhagen.
They might, man.
They're very good, man.
Yeah, that accent's so bad. If you ever go to Copenhagen, I have one bite your friggin' nads off. Okay, that's a whole other thing.
The nads. I like to bite my nads.
I am so sorry that I said Copenhagen.
I'm gonna throw a band out there. I'm gonna throw a band out there. All right. And this band is a band that I became a fan of their singer on his previous project, and called Buchanan. And then a couple of years later, that sort of fell apart, and we got together with Scott Holiday on guitar, and they created this band that I think is absolutely brilliant called Rival Sons. And they toured all over Europe on Sabbath's last tour. They played the whole European leg. They crushed it. They killed it. They're an amazing band, really bringing back real rock and roll, killer vocals, great guitar riffs, just dynamite songwriting, like everything you really kind of expect in great rock. So my vote is for Rival Sons as well. So who's next? Who's next, Keith? You got another one? You throw another one out there before we go to commercial?
I'm gonna go a little Queens of the Stone Age, man.
Ooh,
this band's been around for a while, but they have been in whether it's doing more commercial songs. Everybody likes the No One Knows. I think that the songs for the Death album is really, really good. They've come out with some more commercial stuff after that. Dave Grohl making appearances on their records tells you something about their, just appeal. Josh Homme did those Crooked Vultures with John Paul Jones and Dave Grohl. I mean, so he's a very talented songwriter and guitar player. But Queens of the Stone Age is one of those bands that just keep... Maybe they fly under some people's radar, but they just keep going and they keep doing things. And it's, other than the side projects, Josh Homme's main thing is, definitely keeping Queens alive, whether he's with, Dave Grohl or whoever's playing drums this week for them. But it's a machine, man, and he's just keep going rolling with it. So
I have to agree, because that was on my list, too. And they were just nominated for Best Rock Album.
So, there you go.
Really? There you go, yes.
Good. For what, a Grammy?
Grammy.
Like that means anything, but okay.
I know, but it's still kind of cool. Because you rarely see, a band you like.
There's a whole podcast there, huh?
Right?
Yeah, why the Grammy... Well, Kevin and I think we did Why the Grammy Awards Suck. and we've done, Why American Idol Sucks and...
All those types of things.
All those types of things. But anyway, so what do you got there, Lily?
I want to go out and throw out the Butcher Babies. I know they're a little heavier, but you know how I like my female-fronted bands. And they also were comic book stars, which is another one of my things that I like. But I think their stage presence is fantastic. They still come out with stuff. They're gorgeous. So, yeah.
There's an article that came out, a year or so ago on Cherry Riker, I think is the... Cherry Kern Photography did an article, Top 10 Bands Keeping Rock Alive, and props to your girls, the Butcher Babies.
Yay!
I love the Butcher Babies.
They're
I think
fantastic.
It's a great band. And some of the bands, this band, The Last Vegas, which is a band we played on the circus several times, it made the list as well. But Jason Pinkney chimed in with one that I was going to say, so we were kind of thinking the same.
Cool,
hey,
Dave.
Stuart Metzler is watching. Black Country. That just got a laugh from Keith for some reason. But I want to say Black Country Communion. The guys aren't all super young, of course, but they put out great rock albums. They kind of disbanded, then they just got back together and put out another record that is just freaking amazing. I prefer Joe Bonamassa in a rock setting as opposed to the blues setting. Just killer riffs. Glenn Hughes, he's like my dad's age, but he sings like Satan. He's just got this huge range, a lot of power, great stage presence. And, they play big freaking shows. They play the giant festivals. Of course, in Europe, everything is bigger over there with rock. People are way more interested in hearing guys play guitar and stuff like that over there. So I want to throw props out to Black Country Communion.
Good pick, Jay.
Yeah, absolutely. So, before, speaking of Great Rock, this is a band that was on my list, and we're just going to go ahead and play them now for the next break. This is a band I think is, they get on the radio, their videos are big, and they play rock. They're not, this is not alternative, this is not new metal, this is not hip-hop rock, this is straight-up rock and roll. It's a band called The Pretty Reckless, speaking of female-fronted acts.
Yes.
And great songs, great vibe, great look, everything that makes rock great. And this is a track called The Walls Are Closing In / Hangman, The Pretty Reckless on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
Get your shit together.
One more time. Mama, I can't see it all. There's no one left to break this fall. Mama, there's no one at all.
shnikes. Holy shnikes.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness.
That was good stuff.
That was really amazing. That's the Pretty Reckless. I love that freaking band. And I think I can never get enough Pretty Reckless. Speaking of Pretty Reckless, Lily V6 from Rock Rage Radio is with us.
Oh, wow. Hi, guys.
I think you were say goodbye
to your home. Oh, goodness gracious.
I think you were
going
to say that.
I am Pretty Reckless.
So hold on a second here. We have like stuff automatically playing. I apologize, guys, if you couldn't hear us. Let's go ahead and plug that again. That's Pretty Reckless. You can go to prettyreckless.com. And Shaman's Harvest was trying to sneak in there. I don't know what they think they're doing trying to play.
Prematurely.
When I'm trying to, yeah, it's a, yeah.
How dare they?
Some men have this premature problem, right, Keith?
that
never happens to me. So,
you probably never, you gotta, well, never mind. That's a whole other thing.
Wow.
It's all in fun, guys. Welcome back to Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus is the website. Hey, guys, if you'd like some like behind-the-scenes stuff, you'd like to maybe catch an idea on like maybe how riffs kind of come about, if maybe you'd like to kind of give some feedback on, you know, stuff I'm putting together for my shows, if maybe you'd like to kind of help me write some lyrics, some stuff like that, go to lulombardimusic.com/innercircle. Join my inner circle. That's where it's all happening. You get into my private Facebook group. We hang out. We have a lot of fun. There's a lot of joking around. We share a lot of stuff that you don't get on my regular social media feed. It's a very cool place to kind of get the whole behind the scenes thing. Some exclusive stuff happens there. I have some exclusive offers that you can't get anywhere else there. So you want to go to lulombardimusic.com/innercircle. Get in the inner circle. That's where you need to be. And please share this podcast. If you're looking at it live right now on Facebook, just hit that share button and get it out there, because
2 seconds.
Yeah, it just takes a second. And that way, you know, the bands like Emperors and Elephants, the Pretty Reckless, and the band the Shaman's Harvest, who's coming up next, you know, they can get some good promo. They can get out to a niche audience that's really digging what they're doing. So please hit that share button. We really appreciate it. Sharing's caring. So tonight we are talking about the bands that are carrying the torch for rock and roll in the 21st century. So yeah, exactly. So Keith and Lily have been going back and forth. I've been throwing a few in. Keith, you're chomping at the bit. I can see it. What is on your mind, my brother? My brother.
We were talking about premature ejaculation, weren't we?
What?
Woo!
Whoa, it's a family show.
So, well, that's what you said before, and I would like just want you to know that I have your address. I'm sending a sympathy card to your hand. But other than that,
to my hand.
We're going to go.
Now,
we're
going to
go with.
See, if we had,
Muse. Is that okay with Muse?
Hold on. We need a Fred. See, if we had a Fred, he would hit the button and play a snippet of that song by Pink, you know, You and Your Hand. That's why we need a Fred.
Do we
if
need
you
a Fred?
Think you could be a Fred for the Ludini Rock and Roll Circuit, a Fred. We need
a Fred.
We need a Fred. So if you can think you could be a Fred, let me know. All right, Keith, who did you have? You said Muse.
Muse. Yeah, Muse or Muse. I think Muse is a town in Cecil, by Cecil, but we're going to go with Muse because I think that's a band from England, a three-piece that is pretty kick-ass with their live performances, from what I'm told, and just the very, very awesome vocals of Matt Bellamy, and just very good hooks. They're heavy. They can be melodic. They can also be, you know, with his vocals, he can be almost Freddie Mercury-ish in time. So, I mean, it's just, they're a little bit all over the place. So, but it's a band that still keeps rolling, and they've been around for a while, but they're going, man. They're still rolling.
Yeah, they're like a post, like post new metal, post grunge, post 21st century band. I want to give a shout out to my buddy Dave Z. Who's the bass player in my last band, and he's the guy that introduced me to Muse. I did not know anything about them. He's like, oh, we would be sitting around after rehearsal and you'd having some drinks, and he's like, dude, you gotta check out some Muse, put some Muse on. And he got me into those guys, and I've been into them ever since. I think they're a great band. They've got like some progressive vibe going on too, Keith.
Oh yeah, at times they do. They can definitely play.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, kind of, you know, almost in the same vein as bands like Tool and, oh, crap. I can't remember their name. But anyway, so Lily's got something she wants to share.
I always have things I want to share. Not those things. So I saw earlier that somebody posted Five Finger Death Punch, and I'm going to agree with them. It is a little heavier, a little thrash, but they do some melodies too, and they have some ballads, which I like. Two of the ballads I like are Cold and Never Enough, but they have been around since 2005, but they're still kind of going, and I think they definitely belong on the list today.
Okay.
Who?
Five Finger Death Punch. Don't argue with me.
Okay.
Five Finger Butt Punch.
Not Butt Punch.
Butt Punch.
Get out of here.
I'm going to call my band Butt Punch.
Obviously, Lou's a big fan of them.
I love Butt Punch. I want to throw in a band that I like. Newer act with heritage musicians, but they put out new music. It's a band called Sons of Apollo. Ooh. And I think that it's a great, great band. Jeff Soto on vocals, Billy Sheehan on bass, what's your name again? Keith. Keith's favorite.
Mike Portnoy.
Mike Portnoy. Keith's favorite drummer.
He's just leeching off everybody, goddammit, at this point.
Wow. He a leecher from way back. So I want to throw out Sons of Apollo. Great band. If you haven't heard them, check them out. I think you guys will really dig them. Let's hit a few more before we play another band.
What do you got, Keith?
What you got, the Keithster?
I'm going to go a little bit off the grid here, if you don't mind.
Off the grid.
I like when he does that, though.
This band is not a band. This is a person. But he has like 20 bands. And if you don't like him, listen to the whole body of work. I'm sorry, from the beginning to the now, Jack White's keeping it alive, man.
I am so surprised you even said that.
I dig him a lot. I think he's great.
He's not your typical, like, we're not talking hard rock and metal here, but I have to give credit where credit's due.
It's
I wasn't a big fan of the White Stripes, but the more I listen to the Rock on Tours, I listen to the Dead Weather, the stuff he did with even Loretta Lynn, for God's sake. I mean, the guy's a good songwriter. He's like a good guitar player. He can sing. I mean, he has very catchy melodies. He took basically a shitty chick drummer and made her into a person. He made her into a celebrity. I mean, this guy, I mean, whatever he has the Midas touch, whatever he touches turns to gold. I mean, I would want to be in a band with a guy in a minute.
Here's the thing that's so great about him.
He's just a good songwriter. He's a good musician, and he's basically, he's still keeping rock alive. God knows what he's going to do next. He's all over the place. Like I said, I wasn't a big fan in the beginning of the White Stripes. I thought it was kind of lame. But the more I listened to his solo stuff, and I started listening back again to the White Stripes stuff, I'm like, this guy's really good, and he has his shit together.
Well, the thing about Jack, it's my vote. Absolutely, and he's edgy. He has that rock edge, even when he's doing, even when he's working with, him and Alicia Keys did a theme, James Bond theme, and it's like the greatest James Bond theme ever. It's got all the orchestration stuff, but he brings that crazy distorted guitar to it, and that vocal thing that he does, and he creates this very edgy vibe to it. He brings it to everything he does. Even like you mentioned Loretta Lynn, even when he's like doing something like producing Loretta Lynn, he brings that sort of vibe to it. And he has some killer riffs. I think Icky Thump is one of, I mean,
yeah, he's a, I, that's, I'm not a saying he's like the Shredder King, but he's like, he's rip wise, he's a great, doesn't have to be about, like, I'm a drummer, so I can give a shit about shredding. Shred is dead to me. I don't care what you think about shred, but like, same time,
wow,
he can, I want to hear a song. He can write a song like nobody's business, and you know, he can do it with whoever.
All I gotta say,
I heard it next week, he's gonna write a song with Elvis, and he's freaking dead, you know what I mean? He's gonna still keep going, you know?
I just got three words for you about Jack White. It might get loud. That's all I gotta say. Lily V6, the queen herself.
He's on that for a reason.
Yep, I agree.
I'm like so shocked that he said that. I was gonna say that, and I just thought maybe not. Maybe
now you're just trying to be cool like us.
Well, no. I'm cooler than you, but no big deal. Nice try.
There's no way you are.
Well, Rock Rage Radio. She actually brings like the real professionalism to this like debauchery of a podcast.
Yeah, okay. We'll call it professionalism, sure. We'll call it. Anyway, Keith, I am cooler than you because you moved away from Pittsburgh. Anyway.
Whoa!
What?
I said what?
I'm going to say this band, and I probably will get disagreed with. That's fine. Not a big deal. But and probably because of who's in it. But 6 a.m. I know they're taking a little bit of a break now. However, I love all of their music. They did soundtracks for Nikki's book, and you know,
this fucking band sucks. Come on,
I don't know them. I don't know one.
You don't
song.
Know 6 a.m.
No, I don't know 6 a.m.
Come on, no. Nikki Six is in the band.
Oh, it's that band with Nikki Six.
Yeah. Can you name one song by them?
I don't know any of their music.
Offense. But you know, I mean, the only thing that's keeping Nikki Six alive is the fact that he was in Motley Crue. I mean, shit.
I'm not saying it's because of Nikki Six. I do love Nikki Six.
No, that's the only reason they're popular. Other than that, they would just be some dudes that were hanging down at the whatever bar you hang out in Kansasburg. I don't know.
Whatever bar I hang out in Kansasburg. Not necessarily. I think they'd be okay even without Nikki.
I don't know about
that.
Yeah,
they started because of Nikki, but I think their band's really good.
All right.
Well, I tell you what we're going to do is we're going to play a snippet here. I had to go to YouTube, and there's stupid freaking political commercials.
Well, there's always going
to be. So we have to kind of get past that. But as soon as that ends, we're going to play a snippet here of some 6 a.m.
I like 6 a.m.
And I'm curious as to what they sound like.
I can't believe you don't know.
I do not know this band. Kind of a cool riff, Keith.
Yeah. You can't quit until you try. You can't live until you die. You can't learn to tell the truth until you learn to lie. Can't breathe.
All right, so that is 6 a.m. This is my sort of initiation to those guys. I don't know much about them. All right, 6 a.m., so check them out. That's Lily's vote.
one of them.
The
best thing about that band is if it was 7 a.m., I'd be sleeping and not have to hear them no more.
Oh,
whoa!
God.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Come on. Okay, we just have a little fun here.
No, no fun allowed. It's a podcast. We're not supposed to have any freaking fun. All right, I'm going to throw one out that I can't believe neither one of you guys mentioned. But I'm going to put it out there.
Plenty more here, though.
No, yeah. You're done.
Oh, you're done now.
You've been running your mouth all night.
What?
No, you're not done. But I want to throw one out because it is the Ludini.
I see how it is now.
Go ahead, buddy. Okay.
I'm going to put out Greta Van Fleet. These guys are like new, like as in just like what? Like they just released their first EP at the end of 2017.
I figured you were going to do that one. That's why.
I think that they're. I mean, it's a very cool band. I'm interested to see where they go. I mean, right now it's like, okay, we listened to our parents' Led Zeppelin albums, and we're trying to do Led Zeppelin, and it's good. Like I respect what they're doing. They sound great. And they are. I mean, they're young guys, and they're really young, and they're playing great rock, and they sound good at it. Killer riffs and great vocals, and let's just kind of see where it goes. They're brand new. So we'll see what happens with
them. I think they're fantastic.
I think you have a lot of potential.
Fantastic.
So Keith, come on, buddy. Keithster, you're sleeping.
Your turn, bud.
Come on, Keith. Keith, here, Keith.
All right, so we can go back with a band that, like, maybe is not as current, but I think for a while there was carrying it and put it in your face. Buck Cherry, man. Come on, Buck Cherry was a kick-ass band for the longest time. That band... Josh Todd was just thrown in your face. I think he just hired people to play with him. But, you know, they threw it with Lit Up, Crazy Bitch, even like more of a power ballad like Sorry. That band was just epitomized rock and roll for like a few years there. So, Buck Cherry's one of my votes. And even though they probably aren't putting out an album like next week, they're still kicking it.
I would like to see them do something else. But they haven't done anything in a while. Have you ever heard their version of Highway Star?
Yes.
It kicks
butt. I love that version.
I mean, even though there's no John Lord, they do a great version of it.
I think he's a really great vocalist, and I think he was definitely like the modern rock. He just looked like a modern rock frontman.
I like Buck Cherry. I'm not a huge fan of Crazy Bitch, but that's because I've heard it like 10 thousand times in the bars, and this is the kind of song the girls want to all sing and dance to because they're all the crazy bitch. But yes, I agree with Fuck Terry Dean.
Pete Waddell says rock and roll died with the Crows.
What?
Which Crows? Black, counting, like, which Crows?
You aren't sure about the Counting Crows, are you, right now? I know it's got to be the Black Crows. Nobody gives a shit about the Counting Crows, Lou. Let it go, man. Seriously.
All right, we'll let it go.
Wow. Fired up.
Wow.
Dude, seriously, what is your Adam Duritz hang-up, man? Seriously. Let's just cut the camera. Let's talk about that.
He's one of my favorite singers of all time.
I know you don't like him.
It's okay. You don't have to like him.
That's
you don't have to. You don't have to like
him. No, he seriously hung up on him.
Well, he's allowed.
That's okay.
It's fine. I just want to know why. And there's no reason why. I don't understand why.
Billy Mank says 3 Days Grace. Does anybody have that on their list?
I don't have that on their list.
Sorry, Billy. I tried, buddy.
I love you, Billy. I hope you're doing well, buddy. I'm like really trying to keep up with your health. I hope you're doing well, Billy. But no on the 3 Days Grace.
Billy had a problem. Broke his. What did you do? Break your ankle?
Yeah.
Foot. Something in his gut. His sweet wife is having a lot of health problems. So Billy's been a fan of the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus for a long time, and we love you, Billy. Thank you for chiming in.
You rock, Billy.
Even though Keith dissed your band.
Keith did it. Just remember
me.
That.
Oh, yes, it was.
Wasn't just me.
You're a band disser from way back.
It's his way.
Only if it's the Counting Crows.
Whoa!
Only if it's the Counting Crows or Kiss or any band that Lily likes.
If Lily likes it, it sucks.
If Lily likes it, Keith's gonna hate it for sure.
Oh, goodness gracious. So what do you got? What do you got for us, girl?
It's probably my last one that I have on my list here, but you mentioned it before, the Las Vegas 70s classic rock and glam, very 80s, very my kind of thing. So I mean, I like all of the music, and it's kind of dirty-ish, like Lick 'em and Leave 'em. That's the first album.
Lick 'em and Leave 'em.
You know.
What is that? Like
The Last Vegas.
The Last Vegas.
Keith isn't really paying attention. Okay. He's like, you know, doing something. He's making pancakes or something.
And their last album was Eat Me.
I don't like pancakes.
Wow.
Are you making
jumbo? Vegas, okay. That's cool. I would listen to them, and I need to listen to Las Vegas. There you go.
You're
I mean, I've never
mind.
Heard of them. Sorry. My bad.
It's okay. You've had too many jumbo shrimp. That's the problem, Keith.
What's that?
You've had too many jumbo shrimp this week.
I had too many jumbo bourbon.
Jumbo bourbon. There's a band named Jumbo Bourbon.
If I make it there, that's all I want to drink.
If I make it there, we can make it anywhere.
You guys make it in here, we can drink it whatever you want. Trust me.
Okay.
I'll make sure of that.
We're gonna come for a month next weekend. So okay.
A month.
That's a little too long.
We narrowed it down to a few days.
We have a limit. We're only allowed to go for a few days. Oh man, it's just really been a super fun podcast. You've got a couple of minutes, guys, to chime in with your thoughts on bands that are keeping rock alive. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Please go there. It's got some fun merchandise, a lot of cool stuff. Check it out. I do a lot of interviews with some really cool indie acts. Hey, I got to tell you, Keith, I met this guy this week. Carlos Arzate. You have to check him out, man. He's got a voice like Sam Cooke.
Oh, God.
And he writes songs like John Prine. It's like the kind of music that like just rip your heart out and throw it on the ground, like that really soulful Americana bluesy, just sick. But anyway, so that's the kind of
stuff. Where's he from, man? Where's he from?
He's from Tucson, Arizona.
Okay. Right?
Yep. So if you go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com, it's not just this stuff. There's a wide variety of things. You know, so you can pick and choose. If you get on the mailing list, then you get the stuff mailed right to you, and you can decide, like, I want to check this one out. This one doesn't really float my boat, whatever. And you never miss anything. So check that out. Great merchandise there. Also, once again, please share the podcast. And one more time, if you are interested in love rock, you want to know more about riffs, you want to know how it's all kind of done, please get involved in my inner circle. It's super fun, totally free. Nothing like, you know, no charge. Go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. And hang out with us there. It's very cool. We're going to play the last band we had. First, we opened with Emperors and Elephants. I thought that was very cool. The Pretty Reckless has been a longtime favorite of the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. So Love those guys. And this is a band that I just, another band I just discovered today called Shaman's Harvest. The Devil in Our Wake. And this is the radio edit, guys, so there must be some bad word.
So,
The Devil in Our Wake, Shaman's Harvest on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
Surviving this one. Here it comes, the mistakes of history. Well, all for the sake of a foreign glory. Of your friends and family. Try to find some shade beneath these burning trees.
Jesus. Shaman's Harvest, everybody. Oh my God, what a great band. I just was like kind of so blown away by that. And Keith was telling us during the song that you said you did a song by them in a band. Tell us about that.
They had a song called Country as F, we'll say. Mm-hmm. And I did that in a country rock band I was playing in, so I didn't really know like what the band was about. I don't know if they were like a country rock band, like a heavy, like, you know, redneck metal band. I don't know what they were. So when I first heard the song Country as F, that's what I learned. It was very, but the song had a very high tempo and it was like, you know, tricky to play because the song was so fast, but it was like definitely like a country punk band. I mean, I don't know the rest of their history. So that's what I first knew about them. But that wasn't your typical country band either, but that's the first time I ran into Shaman's Harvest. So.
All right, man. So nice. So the bands we had tonight were Emperors and Elephants. And you can go to emperorsandelephants.com. We had The Pretty Reckless, who that band just blows my freaking mind. I can't wait to see them live. One of y'all chimed in and said they're a great band live, so take me to the show. We'll go. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus will represent. And we had Shaman's Harvest closing out, and you can go to shamansharvest.com. We do this every week, guys, so join us live on Facebook. We're going to be kind of expanding the thing to Instagram here very soon.
Oh, nice.
Yes, we're going to be doing that. So look for that. So guys, any closing thoughts, parting shots, anything you'd like to talk about as we wrap up for the evening?
I have a small announcement, but do you want to do yours first?
Yeah, you do yours first.
Okay, so this isn't music related. However, Eyes to the Sky Films, which is a filming company that I work with, they're putting on a free dramatic reading of the stage play Hooked, kind of like a take on Peter Pan. I'm actually going to be in it. It's March 4th this Sunday. I'm playing one of the characters. It's just a reading. We're not going to be dressed up or anything, but we're doing the accents and everything. And it's a wine and cheese event. It's going to be at the Glitterbox. It's going to be at the Glitterbox Theater, 460 Millwood Avenue, Pittsburgh. Starts at 6:00. So if anybody wants to come see me do a little acting instead of music stuff.
Pictures of Lily.
Yeah, I got something to say about that.
Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Don't we always have to hear something from you?
Why wait till I move away so I can come see this shit? This is ridiculous.
I don't make the rules on what it is, Keith.
Thanks.
I'm not the director.
And you're the one that moved away.
Yeah. You're the one that moved.
This is why you're on a fuzzy little screen instead of being live in the flesh. I'm just saying.
But come see me because it's going to be so much fun.
Of course it's going to be fun. It's the great Lily V6 of Rock Rage Radio.
Yeah.
And your show on Rock Rage Radio is when?
It is now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. Hot Licks with Lily Six.
Hot Licks with Lily Six. Keith Stir, you got anything you want to talk about? Anything you want to, like, close, parting shots, closing thoughts?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of bands we missed. There was a couple of bands I would like to keep an eye on.
Go ahead. Great. I love it. Hit me. Good.
I think bands like Dead Sarah need to keep an eye on Dead Sarah.
Yeah, great band.
Band like Kaleo. Kaleo is, like, put a really good album out. There was other bands that, you know, that... trying to think, Alabama Shakes, even, you know, that heavy,
cool band.
But they have an interesting sound to them. I think these bands are still gonna keep that rock torch flying, so that's some bands I think that we can't get to all of them, but, you know, at the same time, I think that there's somewhat, Sneed mentioned, again, like Kaleo, I thought was to put out a pretty good album, and, you know, Alabama Shakes, and definitely with you know, just did different stuff with they did. So that's, you know, some bands I wanted to throw out there. Dead Sarah also. So
Dead Sarah's a great band. Another favorite of the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Bill Mank, who's been a longtime fan, a good friend of mine, great musician, asked it. You know, his wife Tammy has some problems. She's accepting kidney donations. So she's blood type A. So you want to go to a UPMC transplant center and get a hold of them if you are that type and you can donate something. She needs a kidney. So, Bill, we wish you all the best and thank you so much for your for being a fan. We really appreciate it. I want to announce Turbo Goddess's Beach Band Boogie. All right, and that is coming up on Friday, March 2nd. That's like this Friday.
That's this Friday.
And I'm so honored to be playing with some... First of all, the Turbosonics have been buddies of mine for several years now. And always love those guys. Pittsburgh's premier surf band. They do original music. They write their own surf music. And they've got a couple albums that are very good. Johnny and the Razor Blades, which is a great... garage rock with a sort of southern punk. I told you guys before, Jason and the Scorchers. You guys don't know Jason and the Scorchers, but they have that sort of vibe to them. So you guys want to check that out? That is it going to be at the Good Time Bar and Grill.
One of my favorite places.
Yes, 1304 Walters Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA. It's actually Millvale. Not far from Mr. Smalls. So you guys want to check that out? That is, the whole thing kicks off at 9 p.m. I will be opening. I have put together a very interesting solo set that I'm going to do by myself. And it's not what you think. It's not the typical singer-songwriter with a guitar type thing. Nope, no Counting Crows, Keith, I promise.
well, he's not going to be here.
Lou, you just do you, bro.
I'll do me.
I'm excited.
It's going to be a good show. We're going to have a lot of fun. Lily V6 will be representing, and a lot of my other friends will be there.
I'd be there, Lou, but I got this thing about distance. I don't know.
And the Good Time Bar is, if you've never been there, it is, they've got like VFW prices and fire hall prices on drinks. Like, it's like, if you like to get effed up, it is the place to go.
It's a great laid-back place.
Yeah, it's a laid-back place. And you know what? The food isn't bad.
The food's great.
They got some good chicken wings and stuff like that, so check it out. And so that starts. All gets kicked off at 9 p.m. This Friday, March 2nd. So, guys, check that out. Thank you so much, guys. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the website. And thanks to all the people that chimed in tonight. Chris, Raven, Billy, Jason, Tony, all the people that chimed in. We really appreciate your input. We love all the people checking us out and having a good time with us. We are all about the great rock and roll. Keith, the Hawk Hawkins, all the way down there in New Orleans, Pennsylvania, chiming in.
I'm here from week to week. When rain or shine, I'm here.
All right, my man. My brother. I appreciate it. And my sweet sister, my sexy sister, the mistress goddess herself, Lily V6. Thank you so much for being here. It's a good time.
Love you.
All right, guys. Lars is very active with us, and we do appreciate him hanging out. Ashley Smash, finally. Where you been all night? Where have you been my whole life, gal?
Girl.
So, all right. So, anyways, guys, we're going to be getting out of here. And what are we going to rock this place out with? What do we got going on? Oh, check this out, guys. You guys, you know the song Take Me to Church?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. This is a cool remake of this. This is The Agonist, Take Me to Church. Guys, have a great week. We'll be playing some great rock and roll for you. Check out these bands. Share the podcast. Dig deep, guys. Dig deep, because rock and roll is not dead. It's out there. We gave you the taste of the bands that are putting out some great music, and we know you love it. All right, guys, we'll catch you next week. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Remember, guys, no matter where you go, who you are, no matter if you're in New Orleans, if you're in Pittsburgh, wherever you are, you, my friend, yes, you are the revolution.